yesterday evening, and obviously it's exciting to get into the city and kind of just get a look around and kind of get comfortable in your surroundings.
What do you want to get out of this camp, or what is the goal?
I think obviously your first impression really is everything, and you want to leave that lasting impression, but at the same time, you're coming in here just to get comfortable with your surroundings, to meet people, to get used to things, and I think that's kind of the main point of it.
Everybody talks about you and the sort of the lineage. It's sort of a brand almost, what the Sutters represent, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that we all take a lot of pride in, and I think that's something like that's the way we have to play to be successful. I mean, I'm not the most talented guy in the world, and I'm not the best skater, but you know, when I get on the ice, I'm gonna be the hardest working guy, and that's something that I have to do night in and night out to be successful.
So is that something that's just sort of ingrained? It's like the family motto almost then?
Yeah, right? I think so. I think that's all we know. I mean, if you're gonna be out there, you might as well lay it all out there, and I think that's one thing that my dad and uncles have really preached to me, and then also that my mom and my sisters also have that in them, and I think that's something that I think it comes with the territory with the last name, but at the same time it's something that's the morals and values you were raised upon.
It's sort of an expectation too though, right? Like it's a standard that you have to aspire to meet, I guess.
Yeah, I mean it's a legacy in the game of hockey, and it's something that you want to live up to and you want to be a part of, and I mean every day you aspire to be the player that you can be, and I think that's something that you really want to be.
Have you been able to avoid any of that? Or, I mean, you don't really have a choice, do you? Not that you would want to, I guess.
No, I mean, it's all that I've ever known. I mean, I haven't been brought up any differently, and I mean, it's the way I was raised. I mean, there never really has been a second option for me. There hasn't been a second desire. It's always been to be the best player that I can be, the best person that I can be, and that's something that I strive to do each and every day.
So who was a role model for you then growing up, watching?
Oh, definitely my dad. I mean, even when he wasn't in the game of hockey, whether he was working there, it was always, whatever he was doing, it was something that, you know, he took a lot of pride in. It didn't matter what walk of life it was in, and that's something that I really look up to.
You guys all sort of, is it automatic that you play hockey? Like when you were growing up, if you said, you know what, I want to play volleyball, would that anybody in the family said, what the hell's going on here?
No, I don't think they would have questioned it. I think it's something that, I mean, we all have that drive and that desire to play hockey, and I mean, if someone didn't want to do it, it's not something that we were pushed into. It was all a personal choice, and I mean, you look at my cousins, I mean, they're all having success doing what they're doing, and I mean, it's something that we were brought up upon. I mean, we were raised around the rink. It was kind of all we ever knew, and there wouldn't really be any desire to do anything different.
Is there pressure because of the name? How do you look at it?
No, I don't think there's pressure at all. I mean, like I said, it's all I've ever known.
Yeah.
So if there was pressure, I wouldn't know any different because, I mean, it's been the same since I was 14 years old. It doesn't really matter where you are and who you're around. You have to hold yourself to those standards, and I think that's something that I'm very fortunate that I've been brought up in that way. And I mean, it's something that, again, I take a lot of pride in.
When's the last time the whole clan was together for something, like a barbecue? Or
actually, last weekend. My cousin Brett actually got married last weekend, so everyone was out in Cranbrook for that wedding. And I mean, it's nice to kind of get a chance to sit back and just enjoy some family time, even if it is for a couple days, because it doesn't happen very often. And I mean, when we are together, hockey kind of goes out the door, and it's just about being together as a family.
There must be some hell of good stories when the people get around the campfire. I mean, geez.
Yeah, those stories usually stay around the campfire.
Really? Yeah. Not for publication?
No, not right now.
If you're not doing this, what would you be doing?
Honestly, it's all I've ever known. I mean, I don't think I would have a desire to do anything else. If I had to be doing something else, it would definitely be involved in hockey, because like I said, it's how I was raised. I mean, I was raised around the rink, whether it was the Saddle Dome or the MX Centrum in Red Deer or the rink in Lethbridge, it didn't really matter. It was where I was brought up, and I mean, it's always been my passion, and it's always been my desire to play this game. And
have chores been a part of that?
Yeah, I mean, there's your household chores, and you get up in the morning, you make your bed, and you do the dishes when you're done dinner. And I don't think it's been easy street. I think my parents still have that old-fashioned value to them, and I think that's something that has really helped shape the person that I am today.
Any time in the barn?
A little bit when we go back up to the farm. We live in the city in Lethbridge, so there's not too much to do in Lethbridge. When we go up to the farm, you're expected to help Grandma if she asks.
What are your earliest memories then of being around your dad at the rink?
I mean, he retired in 95, but there was some of those 4-on-4 tournaments in Calgary, the celebrity tournaments and stuff. And I remember getting a chance to be around guys like Chris Chelios and mean, he's a player who obviously didn't quit playing too long ago, and I mean, he saw the success that he had and the work ethic that he put into his job each and every day, and I mean, that's something that you take a lot of pride in, and again, it goes back to the values that we were raised upon.
What kind of